The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network. Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. In the last day, yesterday, Vladimir Putin called for closer ties with the Arab states. This is out of RT News. The Middle East and North Africa are going to play an increasingly important role in a multipolar world, the Russian leader stated. Unipolar or multipolar? And the article went on to say that he's urged strong relations with the Arab League and member states, proposing clear cooperation to maintain regional security and resolve a number of ongoing conflicts from Libya to Yemen. These conflicts created by empire. He addressed the an Arab League 2-3 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago in the Algiers, and he said that the formation of a multipolar system of international relations is gaining momentum, and it is. It really is. Nations in the Middle East and North Africa, with a combined population of almost 500 million, are going to play an increasingly significant role in this process. The reason I'm reading this is because America cannot allow a multipolar world. More nations are joining the multipolar concept, moving away from a unipolar concept led by the United States of America, who makes the rules and changes the rules at will. We move the goalposts. We make treaties, and we discard the treaties just as soon as we make them. We nullify them. And the nations of the world are tired of that. Another thing is the nations of the world haven't really, up until the last 10 years, 15 years, have had no alternative. What was the alternative to the United States world hegemony? There was none. What was the solution to empire, along with European nations, especially England, controlling everything? Controlling what happens in Europe? What happens in, remember the Trilateral Commission? What happens in Asia? Remember Rockefeller, who basically controlled all of South America? I'm trying to remember Nelson Rockefeller. The nations have wanted to free themselves from America's world hegemony. It began right after World War II. But now, since Vladimir Putin has been president of Russia, they have moved with other nations. Russia has moved. Vladimir has had dialogue with other nations to build a separate system apart from America's hegemonic globalist objectives. And it has gained momentum. So Putin goes on to say that Russia is ready to continue to fully boost ties with the Arab League and all its members, particularly in strengthening regional and global security. We believe that the military and political issues in the Middle East and North Africa are facing, including the Syrian and Libyan crisis, with this also Yemen and Israeli conflict, hopefully he's saying that there are these problems they're facing, these conflicts, he said, should be resolved basically on universally recognized international laws, not America's objectives, with full respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states. Now, soon after this meeting, the Arab League summit, they kicked off yesterday afternoon. And there were 22 members in attendance besides excluding Syria. But there's a possibility that they're going to allow Damascus to attend and have a say in that gathering. Now, with Donald Trump, remember when he, in the first year of his presidency, in the spring, he went to Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, where there was the gathering of all of the Arab nations, all of the Arab family. Massive, massive, important. This was one of the most important meetings ever with an American president and the Arab nations. And it was to discuss this matter of radical terrorism. And for the most part, the Arab nations that attended, the big ones, they agreed that what destabilizes their countries more than anything was radical Islam. Radical Islam. And the nations have had a fairly good relationship. Now, Vladimir Putin is continuing that momentum. Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev. KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com. Click on the shop button.
Medicare annual enrollment is right around the corner. It starts October 15th and ends December 7th. If you're not happy with your current plan or would like to see what else is available, please give Anita McAllister a call at 970-515-6882 to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to the plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
So to continue with what happened in the Middle East, there was a two-day event, and 22 nations, they signed a normalization deal with Israel, and they have been, you know, there's been some unity with some of the nations that had agreed to work things out with Israel in the Middle East, and there's trade has begun with Israel and some of the Arab, bigger Arab nations. This is due to what Donald Trump did in that May 2017 gathering there in Riyadh. And the Arab nations agreed what was going to destroy their countries, destroy the people, destroy everything was radical Islam. And they've worked things out ever since. Now, Vladimir Putin is working with the Arab nations, these families in the Middle East, and many are very favorable to a multipolar world system. And they are, and this America is not frantic. America. Because it's gaining momentum, not just in that region, but internationally, America knows they cannot allow this to happen. But as I've stated in previous programs, going way back months, half a year ago, the Bible says that there was going to be a Antichrist system. But the Bible also says there will be an alternate system in the world during that time of Antichrist's rule. The Antichrist will basically rule the United States, Canada, some of the European nations will have a very difficult time controlling the nations of South America and Asia, the Middle East, nations in Africa. There has to be another trading system in place. BRICS is going to bring that extra trading system in. Eventually, Russia is going to be eliminated from the picture. But the momentum of what Vladimir Putin, the strategies that he has put in motion, what he has done and what he has developed, is incredible. This is fulfilling Bible prophecy. Russia is going to be a center of a metals trading system also, apart from London and Chicago. This is big for those in the metals. This is huge because the British, Candace Owens' husband, George, his father has controlled the metals in Europe, in London, in England, for 20 years, 30 years. And Candace Owens, she's that kind of individual. She always goes where the gold is. She always goes to whoever's got the big money. And then she is being used by these people along with Ron DeSantis. Don't trust Ron DeSantis, the conservatives. Don't trust this man. He's a globalist. He's a skull and bones. He's a controlled by Pilgrim Society. Donald Trump wasn't. Donald Trump made a lot of big mistakes. How would I phrase it? He erred bigly. Donald Trump has erred bigly. But not like Ron DeSantis. Donald Trump was not a Pilgrims member. Donald Trump was not a skull and bones member. He wasn't in that system of controlled secret societies. Ron DeSantis is. Candace Owens, she is too. I think this girl has things that she hears at night. So going back to with the matter of what's happening with Vladimir Putin making a big move. This is a big diplomatic move with Vladimir Putin having dialogue with the Arab nations. He has dialogue with China. dialogue with the nations of the old Soviet Empire, dialogue with some of the even NATO nations. He's had dialogue with India, working with India, nations in North Africa, and now in the Middle East. This is big. Now remember, I've been telling you that eventually Russia is going to move south. Russia is going to move south. Russia has worked out diplomatic dialogue and their policies with Russia and Iran. And Israel is going to be the target of Russia. America, the target of America is Syria. Russia, America wants to move into Syria because she'll get a port. But what's going to happen is eventually the United States is going to think, you know, actually Israel the move that Russia's making into Israel, it would be better that the United States move there first. There is going to be war coming in the Middle East. Now, there's a guy by the name of, and this is also out of RT News, the guy's name is Noriel Rubini. And he said that World War III has already effectively begun. And he's an economist. And he said that everything is going to split in two. It's happening. I've been saying that there are going to be two systems, two economic systems in the world at the time of the end. Antichrist's economic system and a separate system which eventually is going to be more directed and ruled by China to a great degree. He said a new world war is practically underway, especially in Ukraine, and another war in cyberspace. And this professor, he's out of New York University. He was interviewed by Der Spiegel. He said that in a speech, here's what he said. He recalled a recent event hosted by the International Monetary Fund. This is who this guy hangs out with. And it was referred to historian Niall Ferguson, who said, quote, he said in a speech there that we would be lucky if we got an economic crisis like the 1970s, and not a war like the 1940s. He said that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine, and added that Iran and Israel are also, Russia and Ukraine are on a collision course, also Iran and Israel. He said, I read that the Biden administration expects China to attack Taiwan, which I've been mentioning, sooner rather than later. This economist stated that the World War III has already begun. The rivalry between Washington and Beijing is driving tension to a large degree. And like I'd mentioned also, that Russia needs these semiconductors. Russia needs to be technically in tune with the world militarily. Russia needs semiconductors. But right now, the United States is discontinuing sending that technology. And also the United States has told the European nations, do not send this technology to China. And he said that, and this was interesting, he says that the breakup of the globalized world is looming. And this is exactly what the scripture says is going to happen at the end of the world. There will be basically a nation that will, in the last 50 years, 60, 80 years, will pretty much dominate what happens in the world. That has been the United States of America. So you could say that America has pretty much controlled what happens on this globe. But now this professor is saying that he believes that the breakup of this globalized world is looming. It has begun. The breakup has begun. credit to Vladimir Putin, coming into his presidency the first day of this century. Vladimir Putin putting a separate economic system in place, a separate economic trading system, BRICS. This has had America worried. And what really worries them is in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia is getting on board also. Now, any nation that has tried to move away from and distance itself from the petrodollar system has been overthrown. But right now, the United States does not have a way to overthrow every nation that tries to back out of the petrodollar system and network. It's too much. Well, these nations are moving away from America's, the Rockefeller's petrodollar system. They're moving away from it to a different system. Again, Vladimir Putin. I will say this. Right now, many, many people in the world hate this man, and they don't know why. They think they hate the man because he started war in Ukraine to occupy Ukraine and to add to Russia's territory. No, that's not what happened. We know, if you've listened to this station, others have talked about how that's not the objective of Russia. Russia was only trying to stop Barack Obama's plan that was set in place during his presidency to and America's long-term plan starting right after World War II to move what was left of the Nazi religion, the occult religion, and what Nazism is, to keep it alive. They didn't want to destroy Nazism, the thought, the concept. They needed to keep it alive. They were bringing it to the United States of America, but they needed strategically, now the new enemy was going to be Russia, they needed to take that nest of thinking, that nest of people that had that type of thinking right on the Russian border, and they took it into Ukraine, where it is sat, and the nest has been there, and finally, now the CIA and the English, the United States, America, they've decided, okay, it's time now. Russia has been our big enemy since World War II. They were our ally, but now they're our enemy after Hitler was defeated. Now we have to prepare to destroy Russia one more time. They've tried through the years, never been able to do it. They won't do it this time either. It will be Russia coming to the mountains, to the area east of the Jordan River in present-day Jordan. That's where Russia is going to meet her demise. Not every Russia is going to continue into the future. America won't. So the petrodollar system is being threatened, and America, empire, is not going to allow it. Too bad, it's in the Bible. There has to be two economic systems at the end of the world. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about Swamp Fight. Right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 1-800-723-7725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group, so I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
No, I never ever think of it at all.
As a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
I hope to study further, a few more years or so. I also hope to keep a steady high.
Will you try to change things? Use the power that you have. Truly, we are in the end of the world. We are moving toward Armageddon, the nations. There has to be a dual economic system in the world. And, you know, with China, yes, China is an enemy. Yes, and we have to look at things from above, from this perspective. Okay. You have the United States. You have China. Eventually, you're not going to have Russia. And the Western world is going to be ruled by Antichrist. The Eastern world and the other nations of the world are going to be, they're dependent, they're going to be dependent on Xi Jinping. They're going to be dependent on China. Example is this professor that I was talking about. Again, his name is Nouriel Roubini. He stated that in Africa, he asked one of the presidents of an African country why he gets 5G technology from China and not from the West. And the president of that small country said, well, I might as well, you know, he said, I might as well take the Chinese technology. It's cheaper. So there are nations that are going to have to depend on China. They're going to have to depend on other nations to survive. They will not all depend on the globalist Luciferian system of the West. There's going to be witchcraft in all the other nations also, but you're going to have the witchcraft of Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum individuals, of Pilgrim Society out of London, Pilgrim Society out of New York. These societies are at war with China, are at war with Russia. Vladimir Putin right now, people don't realize, they're not aware of, they don't know the matter of what the New World Order is. They are deceived. They don't pay attention to it. They do know there is some kind of a digital monetary system coming, but they don't study it. Vladimir Putin and these other nations that are in the multipolar world, they know what this Klaus Schwab digital network is all about. They know that if they go to that system, they will never get out of it. And Vladimir Putin, just this year, after he went into Ukraine to stop the Nazi plans, Klaus Schwab kicked him out of the World Economic Forum. He played their game. Vladimir Putin played their game up until this year. And he knew, he was an insider, he knew what they were doing, and he was never going to be a part of it. Well, immediately following the Russia going into Ukraine, Schwab, World Economic Forum, ruled by Pilgrim Society, kicked him out. And they began to kick out the other nations too, that would not go along with America's globalist plans. The West said, okay, we're going to sanction Russia in every possible way. Every sanction has backfired. Well, we'll cut off the ability of Russia to sell oil and gas to the European nations. Didn't matter. Russia just turned around and sold the fuel, the energy, to China and to other nations. This is why the Bible made it clear. God is going to allow the people of the world to live through the hardest times coming. If the system of Antichrist were international, global, then it would be even harder than the more difficult, more evil, more catastrophic than what we're going to have anyhow. And Christ did say that it will get to the point where if he doesn't return, these warring nations are going, they'll destroy each other for the sake of destroying the human race. And that is part of the strategy of Diablo. Diablo wants every individual that was created in the image of God to be destroyed, because the enemy of an eternal global control of the world by Satan is mankind, but those that don't worship him. And these Luciferian children worshiping Satan, they know that they've been promised that they will get the whole world, will be their utopia, their Shangri-La, or whatever you want to call it. It won't happen. And Vladimir Putin, he has a gentleman already picked, I believe, a general, he's 60 years old, to replace him. And I know that he has probably been mentoring this general. He fits perfectly after the pattern of what Vladimir Putin is as far as his, philosophy. I was looking at a photo of Putin. I'm afraid to say that I think he's probably taking steroids for his health condition. I don't know if there's something causing inflammation. I don't know. But at this point, the world hates him, but there'll come a time when they're going to realize that all of these steps that Vladimir Putin has taken as president of Russia were against the globalist objectives of empire. It's hard for people to understand that. But everything he has done was to stop America's world hegemony and control of the nations of the world. Rick Rodriguez will be back in a little bit.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me, I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down, won't settle for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone.
Yep, Vladimir Putin has had to go it alone. He really has. If you see things, you know, from a natural perspective, you're going to miss what this man is doing for the world presently. There's no other nation. Even Xi Jinping, you know, he's riding Vladimir Putin's coattail. Xi Jinping and what he's going to do with the military and what he's going to do with the with China is riding Vladimir Putin's coattails. Vladimir Putin, solo, has been the man to begin a pushback at America's world hegemony, a pushback against Klaus Schwab and the digital system that he wants to bring in, pushed back against all that the Pilgrim Society has done to destroy Russia, starting in 1917, all of these wars, all of these conflicts directed to destroy Russia. And even Russian, some of the old Russian presidents, Gorbachev and Yeltsin, they were turning Russia over to the World Economic Forum, to the Green Movement, to the, what do you call it? Well, just basically turning all of Russia over to be pillaged, to be stripped of wealth, of power. And Vladimir Putin, he watched it during the years that he was in, you know, in Russia after he returned from Germany. He knew Pilgrim Society. He studied Pilgrim Society. His buddy and another friend of his, half the world away, Donald Trump. Donald Trump knew also what Pilgrim Society, England, and New York was doing to the people of America. Donald Trump tried to push back from within the nation. Vladimir Putin is pushing back from without. So there was a push from within, a push from without. The push from within, the enemies within, you know, you have the enemy without and the adversary within. The adversaries within were successful in removing Donald Trump from the White House. They were successful in putting in Joe Biden, non-elected Joe Biden, into power. Not that he has any power, but he is being controlled. He's just the glove. There is a system that has been put in place, continuity of government by our old friend from Wyoming, Dick Cheney. Continuity of government to make sure that no matter anyone that will come into this country to take this country away from to direct us away from the globalist objectives of the globalist rulers of the world must be removed. Any threat must be eliminated. Donald Trump is a big threat. The one individual who did the most to further the plans of these globalists was Barack Obama. Each year, starting with Jimmy Carter, Trilateral Commission, that really began the control of empire over the nations. It continued even during Ronald Reagan, because George Bush Sr. was in the vice president, ruling things from behind the scenes through his power and connections in the CIA. Then you have, you know, Bill Clinton, William, one of the Rockefeller children, continuing to carry out the Rockefeller family objectives with his cousin, Hillary. You can look this up. You won't find it on Google. So he and Hillary, the cousins, kissing cousins, are continuing to take the New World Order forward and to work out agreements even with China back then. They became even more powerful through the drug trade. MENA, Arkansas. You know, all these movies. The proof. Then you have, after Bill Clinton, then you have George Jr. George, another sheriff, not true American. His real father, they were Germans. And their George Jr.'s grandfather, or let's see, would it be? Yeah, grandfather was not Prescott Bush. It was George Sheriff Sr. Too much history. You can get overloaded, but Vladimir Putin, he did it his way.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
The New World Order is real, and the nations of the world that are part of the unipolar network of control, they, I think, desire, especially European nations and NATO nations presently, desire to wish they could go back and change things because they are in hardship because we as a nation don't care if they don't get gas, if they don't have fuel to heat their homes during the winter. Our objectives, you know, you'll throw out the baby with the bathwater. That's the way we are. We'll throw out the baby with the bathwater to get our way. And that's who these Luciferians are. And these secret societies in the Pilgrim Society network of Freemasons, even in the Islamic world, there are Freemasons within Islam. And there's going to be, in the covens, there's going to be war, a family divided against itself, a nation, you know, a kingdom divided against itself, Christ said, cannot stand. Well, in the occult world, it's going to be a divided family. Even the Islamic Freemasons are going to have a problem with Antichrist Freemasons that follow Antichrist. There's going to be a big war take place within the occult societies of the world. And the Beelzebub is not going to like it. But his kingdom will not stand. Putin, the world really owes this man, owes him an apology, and they owe him, they need to thank him. They need to send him thank you letters. After Donald Trump, one thing that Trump did do is he wanted to get America out of the control of these secret societies. And he just wasn't able to do it. You can't change prophecy. With Xi Jinping, as evil as he is, he will be used by God to help the nations, his sister nations and other nations of the world, to be able to exist during the time of Antichrist. It won't be just Xi Jinping in South America. These nations, in spite of America's control over the oceans, they're still going to make it into the future. I wanted to mention this about Vladimir Putin not being, I don't think he's well. I'd mentioned this maybe 4 or 5 months ago, and others have been saying, no, he seems to be okay. But with this article that I read last week that he's already picking his successor, tells me something. Is he going to be the man, Vladimir Putin? Will he be the president of Russia to bring the armies of Russia to the country of Jordan for that war that's coming? I have felt that he would be, because he has the determination, he has the conviction, and I know one thing, he has allowed the Russian people to once again return to the religion of their faith and to allow the other religions in Russia to worship as they want. Not in America. That is ending in America. Well, for today, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. Visit with you tomorrow. Have a great evening.
Come sail the Mardi Gras and have the time of your life with Cruise Planners, the easiest and best way to plan your cruise. The Mardi Gras Cruise, February 13th through 25th, is a great way to escape the noisiness of life and enjoy the ocean, with amazing attractions and fun for everyone on and off the boat. Contact them at 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Again, 970-578-9779 or milehighcruiseplanners.com. Reserve your space today.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050. Extension 116.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.